This is A Minor Misunderstanding, a Bilbo Thorne story, written by Jezebel Rising and read by Calicuria as the narrator,
Rena Jenkins as Bilbo Baggins,
and Annalise O'Ten as Azog.
Oh, this is not good. Not good at all.
Bilbo clutched at the branch as the tree shuddered under him with each leaping impact of the wargs. At the ridgeline, he spied a company of orcs, headed by a massive, pale creature that was missing half its arm.
Azog!
Bilbo thought he heard Thorin snarl.
It cannot be!
Bilbo gulped and clutched at Sting. They had no way down, except to fall off the cliff. What were they going to do?
Thorin, son of Thrain!
Azog's roar silenced the yips and howls of the wargs and orcs. Azog leaned forward, taking in an exaggerated sniff.
How well do I remember this stench?
Why, you—
Dwalin's snarl was cut off as the branch he was clutching bent at an alarming angle.
Now that I have you where I want you—
Azog's cruel smile revealed a mouth full of sharp, jagged teeth.
Thorin, son of Thrain, in your blood I will revel, in your skin I will sink my teeth. You will feel the bite of my blade before your beastly maw ever touches my flesh.
And that, for some reason, made all the orcs cheer, lifting up their weapons and whooping loud into the night.
Then by your own word you accept my suit. Bolg, Yasnag, bring me my book. I will defend. Wait, what?
Bilbo had to blink a few times as the orcs rushed around, throwing packs open and tossing goods and what looks like pots and pans to the forest floor. With a cringing bow, one of the called-upon orcs brought forth a large leather tome and presented it to Azog, who still sat astride his white warg.
I wrote this for you, Thorin, son of Thrain. When you first sliced open my flesh and spilled my blood upon the ground, hear me all, maggots, for my glory knows no bounds. Flesh, though you have taken from me, blood, though you have spilled, I will carve my name into your skin and eat your eyes as appetizers. You will know none but me as your flesh withers on the bone. Thorin, son of Thrain, hear me.
Hear me!
The orcs chimed in chorus.
Oh, dear.
Now, we sing to you, Thorin, son of Thrain, a war chant that has made many piss themselves for joy of it.
Bilbo had to stuff a hand into his mouth to stop his giggle. Someone in the next tree over was not able to hide their high, nervous laugh.
Through heaps of corpses tall.
Tall!
Through rotting flesh I trod.
Trod!
Branding, bleeding flesh, swearing on your name.
Flesh!
I will have you kneel to me, Thorin, son of Thrain.
Kneel!
And have your mouth put to use on my flesh.
To use!
No.
Bilbo sheathed Sting in a hurry and stuffed his fingers in his ears, humming when fingers alone were not able to block out the orc's increasingly descriptive song. Others were not so lucky. Beaufort had pulled his hat down at the flaps, eyes screwed shut as his mouth moved, perhaps singing to himself in order to drown out. Bilbo stopped humming.
Turgid length!
And back to humming. How long Bilbo sat in the tree, he did not know. Long enough, however, to see Thorin go brilliant red, then white, only to settle on a cross between horrified and sickened, his sword clutched in both hands in a grip that began to shake after a while. The other dwarves around Bilbo did their best not to listen, but poor Ori lost what little contents were in his stomach at—
I shall pick the maggots off your flesh as your wounds fester.
Faster!
I will chew them to paste to feed you by hand.
Feed you by hand!
Bilbo was quite happy that his stomach was empty at that particular verse. On and on it went. Song followed poem, followed long declaration of prowess in battle. Azog spent the better part of an hour describing how he had searched the fields of Azanul Zabar for his rotting arm and had made Thorin a necklace from the bones.
a symbol for you to wear, Thorin, son of Thrain, when we are mated in the dead of my kin.
Bilbo saw Dwalin choke on air.
I will breed you in front of my son, Bolg, so he may know his lowly status when you whelp my spawn.
Oh dear. Bilbo covered his face with his hands. That was not a mental image one needed. No, no, not at all.
Speak, Thorin, son of Thrain. How does my intended respond?
There was a general jolt of panic from the dwarves. Dwalin was growling in Kudzil. Beaufort was making frantic gestures at Beaufort, who was also growling in Kudzil, as well as almost falling off his branch when the frantic hand signals grew to a fever pitch. And then Thorin threw out something that sent the orcs into a real tizzy.
I would rather slit my own throat and defile the halls of my ancestors than lay with an abomination such as you.
Azog roared, Tome thrown to the side. The white warg snarled, snapping at air. Orcs howled and weapons were grasped and brandished. Things were looking quite grim. Bilbo saw Gandalf slap a hand over his mouth and shake his staff at a defiant Thorin, son of Thrain. Clearly, the situation called for some tact. And deflection, and perhaps quite a bit of out-and-out lying. Father.
What he means is that he is already spoken for.
Bilbo's shout cut through the rising cries of orcs.
Azog the Defiler, if you wish to court Thorin, son of Thrain, then you must defeat me in a battle of my choosing.
You dare.
Azog's warg bucked, teeth flashing and spittle sprang.
Yes, I do, thank you very much.
What are you doing? He thought he heard Nori squeak.
Are you mad? I am Bilbo, son of Bungo of the line of Baggins.
He planted his feet on the tree branch and tried not to look at the other dwarves. At all.
I challenge you, in the tradition of my ancestors, who once roamed the lands between here and the far reaches of the east.
I will break you open and scrape your insides raw.
Yes, well, be that as that may. Azog, son of whomever you're the descendant of, do you accept or be stained with the humiliation of running from my challenge?
I will never run from such a puny creature as you.
Then you accept.
Bilbo tilted his chin up a fraction.
I do. We will settle this in battle.
No, we shan't. As you dare to challenge me, it is my right to name the terms of our duel.
You dare!
Or do you concede like the worm you are?
I will beat you at whatever challenge you dare throw at me.
Fine, then. I challenge you, Azog, to a nice game of chess.
The orcs stared. The dwarves stared. Bilbo set his hands on his hips and narrowed his eyes at the whole lot of them.
Unless you're scared, then.
I do not understand this move.
It's a knight.
Bilbo brushed a piece of imaginary lint from his knee and tried not to wrinkle his nose at the stench of orc. Azog's body odor was intense when one got close enough to smell it.
It can only move in one particular shape. I showed you at the start of the game.
You cheat.
There was a rumble of growls from beyond Azog. Bilbo peeled his teeth back in a snarl that he'd seen Azog use to send the other orcs scurrying.
You dare impugn my honor, worm?
This is no challenge! One must win a suit with a contest of arms.
This is a challenge of strategy,
Bilbo sniffed, and then regretted it.
Of intellect. But then I imagine a worm like you wouldn't know the word if it hit you over the head with a mace inscribed with the meaning.
Why, you...
Bilbo whipped out Sting and leveled it at Azog's nose.
I could have killed you at any point while explaining. Quite thoroughly, and without any prompting, for I should have just let you bumble on through the match. That wouldn't have been very sporting. But I did not, and as such, you will allow me the courtesy of being civil for an hour while we settle this.
There was a raucous uproar from the orcs milling behind Azog. Their trees by Bilbo's firm command, and, he was betting, a bit of Gandalf's magic, muttered amongst themselves in Kudzil. Bilbo didn't take his eyes off Azog, noting with some not quite hysterical part of his mind that the pale orc's mouth twitched a bit at Bilbo's threat.
We shall play, puny creature.
Azog's growl silenced the agitated orcs.
And then I shall rip your spine from your body and crack open the bones to eat the marrow.
Bilbo sniffed and again regretted the action.
Don't you know marrow is best when roasted? Honestly, eating it raw? Why, my grandmother Pansy Baggins had the best recipe for a nice roasted marrow soup. And you want to eat it raw?
He shook his head.
Barbaric.
There was another stir amongst the orcs. Azog's pale eyes narrowed.
We play, halfling.
I'm a hobbit, thank you very much. And since you are white, you move first. Obviously.
In the end, Bilbo supposed there wouldn't be many stories told of his great and terrible chess battle with Azog the Defiler, which was a shame, because Bilbo was simply smashing at chess, and Azog, while being intelligent, for an orc, did not have the long-cherished tradition of the game that hobbit folk did. Why, Bilbo had spent many a long winter's night in the great smiles of his took cousins playing games before the roaring fire. Azog never had a chance. But then again, neither did Bilbo have a chance to really trounce the twit into the ground, for the great eagles came before he could wipe the board clean of Azog's pieces and force him into surrendering. By then, though, the orcs had become quite upset and raucous, and more than once Bilbo had been afraid that one of the more unruly ones would take a swing at his unprotected back. Azog's growing frustration with the game did not help matters. In the end, Bilbo had to smack the pale orc's king off the board with his queen, as one of the giant eagles swept Bilbo away in its talons. Bilbo could only stare as Azog roared at him from the ground, shaking a fist at their retreating backs. Then, later, when they were all deposited atop the Kerak, Bilbo turned to face the consequences of his actions.
What were you doing?
He stuttered, even as Thorin swung free of the company's well-meaning hands.
You could have been killed.
Bilbo felt his stomach drop.
Be as that may.
Did I not say that you would be a burden? That you would not survive in the wild? That you had no place amongst us?
Bilbo tried to hide his flinch. He really did.
I have never been so wrong in all my life.
The following hug was perhaps more surprising than anything else that had happened in the last few hours. Bilbo clung to Thorin, not quite sure what to say or do, in the face of such an abrupt change in the dwarven prince. Still, it was nice to be appreciated for once, instead of seen as a burden on their company. Later, much, much later, after the mess with the Arkenstone and the company's raging gold fever, Bilbo stood upon the field of battle, sting bared and bloody, body aching and bruised from wave upon wave of orcs that kept sweeping through the ranks of elves and men. He was too far away to see how his friends, and they would always be his friends, were doing. All he could do was hope and pray that they were still alive, as Bilbo did his best to fight against the monstrous army that had swept down upon them all. Then, to his horror, a familiar figure charged across the battlefield, Azog's pale warg sending soldiers sprawling.
No!
Bilbo gasped out and did some charging of his own. For no matter how Thorin felt about him now, no matter how the company might despise his presence, Bilbo was not about to let any of them die on the blade of such a terrible chess player.
Thorin, son of Thrain!
Bilbo heard Azog's shout as clear as if the monster had said it right next to his ear. Bilbo would never remember how he charged through the chaotic battle, sting bared and biting when he found his way forward closed. Swords swung over his head, men and elves fell on either side of him. None of it stopped his frantic charge, getting there just in time as Azog's lieutenants reared up over the injured Felian Kili.
Oh no, you did not!
Bilbo spat out and rushed forward. A great bit of ducking and swinging, and a rather lucky shot to one warg's nose, got the orcs trampled on the ground beneath their vicious steeds. By then, Felian Kili had managed to get to their feet and help Bilbo dispatch the pair with enthusiasm.
Bilbo!
Kili was the one to pick him up in a giant hug.
We thought you gone. Gandalf should have taken you to safety, Uncle said.
I am quite aware of what Thorin said. Thank you, Kili.
Bilbo wiggled to be put down.
Look out!
There was no time for apologies, as the next wave of orcs were upon them. Bilbo cut and stabbed and slashed, and generally did his best to stand his ground near the young dwarves, only to find his mouth going dry and his heart stuttering in his chest when he looked over to see Thorin battling Azog, and clearly losing. If ever there were a moment for an absolute pin, Bilbo decided this was it. He left the boys behind, dashing over downed enemies and allies alike, even as in the distance he could hear something that sounded rather like a bear's roar echoing across the fields of battle. Bilbo had to get to Thorin. Their last words to each other simply could not be ones of hatred and betrayal. Bilbo would not accept it. Never in a million years.
Zugzwang.
Bilbo had no clear options, no good maneuvers. He charged forward, sting raised, ducking under Azog's arm as the orc prepared another mighty downward swing against Thorin's golden shield. Bilbo met the blow instead, the pale orc's sword meeting Sting with a shriek of sounds that hurt Bilbo's ears. They were blasted apart by the very force of it, Bilbo crashing into Thorin's chest while Azog reeled backward, eyes wide and mouth gaping open.
You!
Azog shouted.
A delight and pleasure, I'm sure,
Bilbo managed to get out between gasps of air.
Still terrible at chess?
Bilbo, get back.
Thorin's rasp made Bilbo wince. A strong hand curled round his waist.
Your nephews are injured, Thorin. You're a bloody mess. I told you this would end badly.
Bilbo couldn't help but point out.
But no, you were too bloody stubborn to hear me out.
Bilbo.
So get back.
Bilbo didn't like the faint feeling starting in his fingers and working its way up his left arm. The world was tilting on its axis as well, though he could do little about that at the moment. All his attention was focused on Azog's pale eyes and the terrible sneer that had twisted over the orc's face.
Bilbo.
The hand at his hip flexed.
Take your hands off the halfling, Thorin, son of Thrain.
Azog snarled, his wicked weapon leveled at them.
For I have found you wanting in a mate. I will take the little ferret instead.
Ferret?
Dizziness and strange creeping numbness forgotten, Bilbo stood up straight on the field of battle.
You dare to call me a ferret, you great overgrown rotting pile of maggots?
Azog's shouted bark of laughter startled everyone around them, dwarf, man, and elf alike, who had stopped to stare at the tableau.
I will have you, halfling, for my own. Mighty, you have proven yourself to be in mind and battle. You will bear my line and whelp my cubs in the dens of my ancestors. Oh no, he will not.
Thorin, son of Thrain, snarled, right before Bilbo found himself pushed behind the solid wall of dwarven muscle. The resulting battle would inspire epic poems and tales spun by bards for centuries to come. How Thorin, son of Thrain, king under the mountain, won the hand of his consort by right of combat in the shadow of Erebor's battle of five armies. Bilbo would claim, until his last breath, even during the disastrous second quest to destroy his rather pretty ring, that he'd had more right to defend his honor than Thorin. After all, who had been the one to outsmart Azog the first time? Thorin, however, would simply smile each time and press a kiss to Bilbo's temple. None of the company ever did tell Bilbo how he had fallen unconscious during Thorin and Azog's battle, nor how it had taken Beorn's appearance to startle Azog enough that Thorin got the fatal blow to the orc's neck. Nor did they tell Bilbo how both Gandalf and Thranduil, and a hastily called for Elrond, had worked for days over his body, finding the one ring of Sauron in his possession and fearing the worst. Bilbo had been spared all that, only knowing that when he came to, the dwarves in the healer's tents were already calling him Consort Baggins, and that both Feely and Keely had terribly smug expressions on their faces every time he saw them. But he supposed, many, many, many years later, standing arm in arm with Thorin on a ship to the lands of the West, that despite one terrible misunderstanding, it had all worked out in the end. Eventually.
They're on
the
a
end.
Ship.
We're on a ship!
I'm on a boat! Everybody look at me!
Yes!
On a boat. Oh.
Okay. End. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure, Drumroll, please. The bloopers reel.
Then by your own word, you submit to my...
That would be a different story.
Awkward. Awkward. I don't know what I thought I was saying.
I wrote this for you, Thorin, son of Thrain. When you first sliced open my...
I'm sorry. She started it. Is this one's false?
Get out.
It's because we know you'll be that awesome. We're laughing in anticipation.
I wrote this for you, Thorin, son of Thrain. When you first sliced open my flesh and... Marissa, you can't keep laughing.
You need to. I'm going to fight you. I'm going to push you off of this blue tide and roll
you over. We haven't
gotten to
the worst fight.
I know.
Get out.
It's going to be so beautiful.
I need to leave the room. I'm going to treat you like a toddler.
Breathe.
One sec. Oh, did it stop?
It stopped. Oh, good.
Throw heaps of corpses.
Through. That one worked. That one worked too.
Like, that's pretty good. Okay. All right.
Tall. This is so awesome. Okay.
Trod.
We should probably just go through and like do all the repetitions later. Okay. Especially since we're going to start laughing after this.
Okay. And have your mouth put...
No, I was trying.
You're doing so well.
Turgid length!
We have to redo that.
We definitely have to redo.
We're going to have to redo all of that. We'll just like go through and do all of them.
I will breed you... Why did I do this?
That is a very good question, but you're committed now.
Oh, that was shrill for Thorin.
Yeah, try again.
Look, he's having a lot of feelings. Okay.
Yeah, poor Thorin.
You could have been killed.
Azog's pale warg sending soldiers sprawling. Oh my god, wait. Azog's pale warg sending soldiers sprawling.
No!
For no matter how Thorin felt about him now, no matter how the company might despise his presence, Bilbo was not about to let any of them die on the blade of such a terrible chess player. Oh my god.
I thought that sentence was going.
Read this before, but oh my god. For no more now.
Oh no, you did not!
Oh no, you didn't!
There we go. Okay. Yeah.
Do you feel I get to be Keely! Okay.
If ever there was a moment for an absolute pin. Wait, what? What
like
does that
pincer,
even mean?
Like a pincer move? Like, I have to.
Oh!
This is the moment where you have to pin your enemy down.
Okay.
I know enough chess terms to kind of sound.
Okay.
Come on, keep up.
Okay. Bilbo had to get to Thorin. Their last words to
No.
We were curses. So close. We're on page 7 of 8.
I don't usually trip over my words this much, I
don't
swear.
Don't worry about it.
What?
Zugzwang. It's Zugzwang is the moment where you realize you're going to lose. Like, you still have, like, 2 or 3 moves to go, but that's the moment you... Or it's the moment you realize that the best move is to not move. I know that from Criminal Minds.
Huh. Mm. Damn.
No!
Why don't you say
your
that,
face.
Though? So it's like a Bilbo thing.
Okay.
So much we laughed, and like Marissa told us all about these like chess terms that we did not know, and like suddenly pumpkins. Yes,
yeah, okay. I thought he meant bone marrow.
Okay, even as in the
what
distance,
do you, what do you
just...
say, Zugzwang?
Okay, Bilbo, get back!
Thorin's rasp made Bilbo curled around his waist.
Your nephews are injured, Thorin. You're a bloody mess. I told you this would end badly.
Bilbo couldn't help but point out.
But no, you were too... fucking A!
Sadness.
Take your hands off the half.
Look, sorry.
We're going to have to redo enough of this.
For real. Do you see what GarageBand is doing? We don't have the time. See? GarageBand is angry.
Dizziness and strange numbing creepness. And creepiness.
Creep. Freudian slip.
Okay. You dare call me a ferret, you great overgrown rotting pile.
Zog's shouted bark of laughter startled everyone around them, dwarf, man, and elf alike, who had stopped to stare at the tableau.
Ha! I will have you, halfling, for my own.
No, you won't.
Shut up! Oh my god, I'm dope.
You will bear my line and whelp my ugh.
You. You know, hope no one has performance anxiety.
For someone who's terrifying like that, Azog is really into furthering his line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, Bjorn makes an appearance in the BAFTA?
Wait, it's dwarves, elves, men,
orcs,
and Bjorn.
And then...
Wait, are they all fighting the orcs? Well,
no, it's...
The men and the elves
it's the eagles. It's the eagles are in battle number 5, okay. They're all fighting the orcs. Okay. I think.
Well, because the men are fighting the dwarves in the castle
of
Mountainous. What? Because the men are like, you know what? We could have had a whole lot of trade, and, you know, the dragon destroyed our city just as much. Give us some help here. And then Thorin's like, no.
Because of the gold sickness.
He's like, I can wait you out. I can withstand this siege. Yeah. And the elves are like...
And then the orcs, like, attack. So, like the dwarves don't actually have to do anything, and then they come out to, like, help the... And then the dwarves from the Iron Hills, like, are another contingent. And
basically, we have to get rid of these orcs before we can finish fighting each other.
Basically. Mm. And then, like, the eagles appear because, and Bjorn appears because.
Gandalf has to serve.
That too.
Oh, look, it paused again. I hate this today.
It had all worked out in the end.
No, it hadn't.
God damn it!
It says eventually.
So close! Good. I love everything.
Terrifying. Oh, yeah. Speak. How does my intended respond?
I would rather.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, you would not.
Would rather not.
Thorin said. So he does.
He's
like, Bilbo, you're dumb, and Bilbo's like,
And actually, excuse me. Yeah, that's actually much better than me saying it to myself. What were you doing?
Yeah, should we just do this bit again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bilbo tried to hide his flinch, or not.
Bilbo flinched all over the place. Yeah.
Your family's gonna be like, what the hell? God. Okay.
I will chew them to paste and
I'm going, oh my god.
Okay. And thus did Thorin's heart grew 3 sizes that day.
Oh, that should go on the blooper reel.
Okay. Yes.
And then I think
such a long blooper reel.
Oh my god.
And
that was a little bit of an enterprise. But it was epic.
Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, all aboard the game.
This is, like, gonna be a 2-minute podfic and, like, a 20-minute... Nope. Bilbo says no.
No.
Bilbo says no.
Put your mouth to use on
that flesh. No, it's all done. Detergent flesh.
To use.
Yes.
I love how enthusiastic Azog is about, like, defiling. You will have my kids, and we're gonna do it in front of my kids.
Do you need to put that in the tags, like, attempted interspecies empress?
Like, one day this will be plugged with my seed.
Okay, let's never say that again.
Oh my god.
He'd be that guy.
Oh my god.
He'd be like,
no, stop.
Oh crap, that's still recording.
Cheetah fall.
And done!